Wife wanted. Wife wanted.
Wife wanted. Extra, extra paper. Wife wanted. Man has $15,000 yearly income. Read all about it, please.
Homeward bound by plane, Bob Nolan is shocked when he reads the want ad in the personal column of a Metropolitan Sunday paper, in which his most intimate friend, Norman Howard, is advertised for a wife.
Wife wanted. I am 38 years old, have a $15,000 yearly income, don't drink, don't gamble, don't cuss, don't smoke, don't even flirt. I am 5'10", weigh 170, and I want a wife who likes home, music, and travel. Send your photograph and all information about yourself to Norman Howard, Box 829, Hollywood, California. In every state and city in America, there are men and women who will agree to find a perfect husband or wealthy wife for only $2 or $3. The material in the Wife Wanted drama was obtained by a man who actually advertised for the wife and who, in 10 days after the ad had appeared, got 9,000 letters, many telegrams, long-distance calls, and over 3,000 photographs.
Wife Wanted had its opening 30-day serial run in the Los Angeles Daily Herald during December 1939. The material is woven around real letters and real events, but all names, however, are fictitious. And any name bearing similarity to any person living or dead is not intentional, but purely coincidental.
Yes, and some of the women who answered the ad sent candy, cigarette cases, some sent fancy ties and belts, silks and embroidered pajamas, even perfume. Here is the want ad showing how a get-acquainted club operates in a western city.
Are you lonely, unhappy, and would you appreciate meeting a real pal? Do you crave love, affection, and health-building companionship? Our Golden Rule Celebrity Club is for young people, middle-aged, and elderly folks who enjoy meeting the right kind of people in a dignified way. Send for our free sample listing or enclose $5 for founder membership. And by return mail, we will send our confidential bulletin. Remember, all club members have access to our private address and photo file. Major Hobie Cato Brawer, founder, Golden Rule Celebrity Club.
I am Anita from Canada. Age 25, lily white teeth, talented pianist, very fond of dancing, good form, and pretty as a picture. Like city or country life, anxious to meet a good man who will make a loving husband. Number 44.
I am a widow from southern Illinois, age 68, 5'3", weight 130 pounds, dark brown hair, beautiful brown eyes, and lovely ivory skin. Play good bridge and piano, like gardening and music. Have been living alone 6 years and long for a loving, cultured husband. Have own income of $500 a month. Number 85.
I am from Pasadena, a raving beauty. I'm only 19 and plump as a peach. Have soft, dark eyes and a picture in white. Have just finished junior college. I'm full of life and simply tired of home because of a bad-tempered stepmother. Have my own car and a fair income. Want to travel. Prefer man in early 40s. Will furnish snapshot. Number 18.
Here comes a Hollywood actress. I have worked in 21 pictures. I'm well known on the stage as well as the screen. I have a perfect form, and I've saved up sufficient money to buy a home and a beautiful new car. For a hobby, I own a millinery store, and I'm very easy to get along with. And I'm so very affectionate, I'm sincere, and a one-man woman. Number 27.
And here is another way which often inspires lonely people who think they are in desperate need of companionship. We now present Lady Louise from down south, who is preparing a want ad for a Sunday paper.
Do you all want a chummy escort to show you around? A real glamour girl with the charm of Juliet and the oomph of Cleopatra? A stylish young woman who can show French Town, waterfront places, and other night spots in New Orleans where strangers are never allowed to go? Any one of my glamour girls would carry you through such a dignified social whirl. Really, you will grow younger overnight. Phone right now for a date. Creole Escort Bureau, Fig Tree 87, Lady Louise in charge. I'm waiting.
The principal characters in Wife Wanted are Norman Howard, retired businessman, Bob Nolan, an old friend and writer, his sister, Leona, musician and civic worker, and Dorothy Allen, Bob's private secretary. At the microphone now, we have Bob Nolan. What really prompted the story, Mr. Nolan?
A reliable maid, Mr. Potter, in the Howard home for 10 years. The poor girl became so deeply involved in one of those get-acquainted clubs, she lost her job, her health, and even her mind.
What type of women answered the want ad?
Every type. Teachers, nurses, married women. In fact, those wanting to get rid of a shiftless husband and concert singer and movie queen, even women in highest social standing.
Well, about what age are most of the women?
All ages. Some were 15, some were 60, and some were 80. In fact, one of the most interesting and romantic letters came from a woman 71 years old and who had a cork leg and a glass eye.
Well, how did you contact all those who answered the ad, Mr. Nolan?
Well, mostly by telephone and letter. You see, in the beginning, I offered to meet some of the women, but I soon found this a bit dangerous. I had to be very careful.
Yes. Well, how did you contact the clubs and cults?
Oh, by posing as a cowboy, actor, politician, doctor, and sometimes a businessman. You see, on one occasion, I had a band of court plaster over one eye and carried crutches.
Well, do you think any real happiness can be gained by contacting the clubs you visited?
Well, Mr. Potter, I think that question will be more fully covered as the program continues.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Nolan, for coming up.
It was a pleasure indeed, Mr. Potter. Thank you.
Now we bring to the microphone Miss Eva Hall of Alabama. Miss Hall, will you kindly tell us what you know about the Golden Rule Celebrity Club?
Well, I'll try.
Now, don't be nervous. Just be natural. Don't mind the audience. They're glad to hear what you have to say. Are you a member of the Golden Rule Club?
I was a member, but not now.
How did you learn about the club?
I read one of their want ads.
Why did you join the club, Miss Hall?
Well, on account of Mother's poor health, Mr. Potter, the doctor advised us to move to Florida. He thought the sunny climate would improve her health. So Mother traded our big home for an apartment house in Tampa. But we'd only been in Florida a few weeks when Mother passed away.
Well, that's too bad. That naturally made you very lonely.
Oh, yes, sir. Mother and I were real pals. It was very hard. I'd not been in Florida long enough to make many friends, and I had no one to comfort me. Well, Mother left me with plenty of income property, but that didn't keep me from being lonely.
Of course not. And that's why you answered an introduction club want ad? Well, tell me what happened.
I got many letters from different men. Most of them wanted to know how much money I had and if I had children. Some of the letters were terrible. But finally, one man kept writing me such beautiful letters, sent me his picture and flowers, and called me over the telephone so many times that we became engaged.
You became engaged without knowing the man?
Yes. Oh, I really thought I'd found the man of my dreams.
I guess you were disappointed.
Oh, very much so. One night he called me over long distance and was telling me all about his big hotel in Chicago and the big income he had.
I hope you didn't tell him what you had.
Yes, that's where I made my mistake. But on the telephone, he was a good talker. His photograph was impressive. Yet I became a bit suspicious when he wanted a guarantee that I'd go through with the wedding.
What kind of a guarantee did he want, Miss Hall?
He offered to deed me his 40-room hotel in Chicago if I deed him my apartment house until we were married. And then we put register both the deeds and have community property.
What did you think of his suggestion?
Well, frankly, I was a bit disappointed. But he seemed so sincere, and I was so lonely.
You agreed to marry him then?
Yes. And the next day, the deed to his Chicago hotel came to me by airmail. And I also kept my word by sending him a deed to my apartment house. But when I read his deed carefully, I found I was assuming a $7,000 mortgage on his hotel. Oh, naturally, I was upset. I tried to reach him by long distance, but he'd already left for Florida.
What did you do?
Oh, I could do nothing until he arrived. And then is when I got the real jolt. I was at the train to meet him, and I recognized his face through the car window before he got off. A very handsome man. A face I shall never forget. But when I saw the brakeman and conductor helping him down the steps, well, everything went black. I collapsed.
Helping him? What was the matter?
The man had only one arm and no legs.
It not only required 2 years' time to get Eva Hall's property back, but it cost her over $1,000 to clear the deed. If any of you listeners have had experience with fortune tellers, mystic healers, or get acquainted clubs, and if you would like to relate your story by letter or by appearing on these broadcasts, remember, we pay $10 cash to each special guest on this program, a broadcast designed to help unhappy and lonely souls. Now, thank you, Miss Eva Hall, for being our inner guest tonight. Here's a new $10 bill. Wife Wanted is a colorful drama of cult and creed involving men and women of today. Wife Wanted is written and produced by Robert E. Callahan.